wasn't yesterday. Nice, just beautiful. And I'm out in the yard in the afternoon, and it's always weird when one of the delivery trucks comes pulling in, and the dog, or if there's multiple dogs there, they all run over. And sometimes the drivers are prepared for it, and sometimes they're pretty cool with it, and sometimes you can see they're pretty standoffish and stuff. And this Amazon driver rolled up on a weird scene here last month in Cary, North Carolina, but they stayed cool. There's a video out of the Amazon delivery driver showing up at a residence to make a delivery, and there's a police standoff going on, and there's cop cars, and, you know, so somebody's filming this because there's, hey, something might go down. The standoff was with an armed suspect in a house and lasted for nearly 24 hours, but here comes this Amazon delivery driver. He pulls up and just walks past dozens of police cars, groups of cops. Eventually, one of the SWAT team members stops him and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I've got to deliver this package. Here's the address." He wasn't allowed through, so he hands off the package to the SWAT team member, and then, like they do, takes a photo, you know, takes a photo of it.
Put that on the porch, please.
It's out of my hands now. I delivered it to prove that the package made it. So here's the neighbor, just real quick, just short, you know, thing talking about the Amazon driver.
Amazon, hard at work in the midst of a standoff. He's going to deliver his package. Oh, my God. Give us the package, bro.
The guy gestures to the house to say, hey, I got to deliver this and whatever. But he ends up having to hand it off to the SWAT team member.
I was just talking to, I don't know if it was an Amazon guy or if it was a UPS or a FedExer. It was one of those. And they get paid, whoever it was I was talking to, and I can't, again, I don't remember which one, but they're paid per package that they deliver. So, you know.
That's probably why they're driving so fast down my street sometimes.
I mean, yeah, right. it's you get paid for each delivery, and so you can get your day done in, you know, what you could get it done in 4 hours or whatever it might be.
I got you, okay.
But they get paid per delivery, so you want to make sure you drop that thing off.
Take the picture to prove it.
You get the money, and you take the picture of it.
I handed it to this guy. They say in the story, it's unclear what was in the package or if, you know what happened to the package after that and out of the standoff. I guess the standoff ended peacefully, but I don't know if you deliver for a living. What's the oddest scenario you rolled up on to deliver a package? Brad and John at KISM.com or 733-5476-360-733-KISM. The weirdest scene you rolled up on to deliver a package. This guy, it was an armed standoff.
Or if you went out of your way, you did some crazy thing. I mean, I was a newspaper boy, and I got bit by a dog at one of the houses, and the boxes, all the houses had paper boxes, specific boxes for that newspaper that were attached to the mailboxes, and they were all out at the curb except for this one guy. And I don't know why, but he had his paper box affixed to his house.
To the porch.
So for everybody else, I could just, you know, I rode my bike or I walked, or once in a great while my dad would drive me, and I, you know, he just, right there, he just rolled down. And this guy, I'd have to go onto his property. I'd have to go into the gate. And the dog bit me once. So I...
Did your dad go to the door?
This is back in the day when, you know, your parents didn't get involved and there were no lawyers and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, I guess you have to run faster next time, Johnny.
That
get
was
in the
it.
Car and let's go.
That was pretty much what I was told. And so, okay. But I did have an agreement with the homeowner. Because you'd go and collect that. If your dog's out there, I'm not going into the gate to deliver your paper. So I don't know. I think it was a 6 day a week paper. I'd say he only got his paper 2 or 3 days out of the week because the dog was there. But he always paid me in full. I made sure when it was collection day though that I would risk the dog to get my money.
Richard, you were trying to pick up something and there was an FBI sting going on? What? Tell John what you were telling me about the awning.
Yeah, when I was living in Eastern Washington, I had ordered an awning through this car dealership, sold used cars and used RVs, and ordered an awning for my fifth wheel. They had called me to say that my package was in. So when I drove down there to pick it up, there was like three or four entrances that you could drive in off the street to pull into the parking lot, but they were all blocked by these black cars. So I drove into the business next door, parked, and I walked over into the office. Turns out the FBI was there raiding the entire place. When I walked into the office, they're all looking at me like, what are you doing here, type thing. And I saw a box leaning against the wall with my name on it. I'm like, I'm just here to pick up that package.
And what did they say, get out of here or get it and go, or what did
they
say?
He grabbed the box and just, you know, kind of threw it at me and was like, get out.
You probably could have taken just about anything of that place because it sounds like they're going to shut that thing down.
Do you know what they're raiding them for?
Yeah, it turns out they were selling stolen cars that were imported or coming across from Canada.
Well, they weren't.
Yeah, shut the place down permanently.
Okay, I guess they weren't selling stolen awnings.
Well, at least you got yours before they got shut down.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
Thanks, Richard. Brad and John at KISM.com.